Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Allie Evans, and each week I'm chatting with motivated women in the Chapelboro area and highlighting their impact. This conversation is made possible by Mosaic Comprehensive Care, a unique medical home providing innovative care for the whole person in a non-judgmental environment. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this week's Woman Crush Wednesday conversation on 97.9 The Hill. Today, I'm joined by Jackie Jenks, Executive Director for the Interfaith Council for Social Service, serving the Chapel Hill and Carrboro area. The IFC was founded by seven women in 1963 to address the significant gaps that existed in the social safety net of our community. Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday, Jackie.
Thanks.
First, I just want to say thank you for all the work you do in our community. It's so important. The IFC provides a lot more than just meals for the homeless, so thank you guys for the whole network of coverage that you guys provide.
Yes. IFC is responding to the effects of poverty while we're also confronting its causes. As you probably know, we're a primary provider of safety net services in the community, offering meals, groceries, shelter, and support services and housing for thousands of our neighbors each year.
As I mentioned, the IFC was created by seven women over 50 years ago. Being that this is a part of our Woman Crush Wednesday segment, how does it feel getting to continue the mission of those women every day?
I'm proud to follow in the footsteps of women who saw a need and responded to it so many decades ago. The only choice they had in the face of poverty then was to join together, pool their resources, and do something about it. But a lot of days it's really difficult, too, that we're still grappling with some of the same issues. Because to be honest, we know how to end homelessness and food insecurity. And we have to come to a common understanding as a community about how we got to this point so we can do the hard work to turn it around.
So to that same point, what are some of the different ways that our community can support and get involved with the IFC?
People can get involved by contributing time and resources. IFC still depends on volunteers and donations to keep our doors open, just like we did 56 years ago. People can learn about the root causes of poverty and engage in advocacy to create change. And what we know at IFC is people want to take care of each other, and IFC provides a space to do that. So no matter who you are, you can find a place at IFC, and we invite you to join us.
Yeah, and if you are looking for something to get involved with, a way to donate your time, the IFC is a wonderful organization, and we would love to see just a huge influx of volunteers come your way. Thank you so much for joining me this week, Jackie. To read more about the history of the IFC, make a donation, or sign up to volunteer, visit online at ifcweb.org. Woman Crush Wednesday is presented by Mosaic Comprehensive Care. Meet their team and learn more at mosaiccarenc.com.
For this and other Woman Crush Wednesday interviews, visit the 97.9 The Hill on-demand page of chapelboro.com.
See y'all on Wednesday.